drifting from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation, love song born in the grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. Let it rise from four winds, caught up in the heavenly sound. Let praises echo from the towers of cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground. Of all the songs come from the dawn of creation, some were meant to persist. Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples, none ring truer than this. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. And now the powers of darkness tremble at what they just heard. 'Cause all the powers of darkness can't drown out a single word. When all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns, He reigns.
privilege to worship with you this morning. Thank you so much for being a church that loves. Not just loves newcomers and people that would come and enter into your house of worship, but being a church that loves the Lord. I am overwhelmed by the obviousness of your love for Jesus Christ. I love worshiping with any brothers and sisters that profess Christ, but it is always a blessing to be in a church that they put their money where their mouth is, if you will, and they're worshiping in authenticity. And I can tell just from the outpouring of your praises and your worship that this is a church that loves the Lord. So thank you for inviting me in to come and share. As Brother Jerry shared with you, my name is Jake, and I am connected with an organization called My Village Ministries. I'm also a pastor that pastors at a church on this road. It is Heart City Church, right across 13, around that goofy roundabout and all that kind of stuff. And so it is a privilege to be here with y'all. I do want to share with you about My Village Ministries. Some of y'all may have heard about this before because I believe a year ago, my wife Maddie and our coworker Kenzie were able to come and share. And they are both way smarter than me and way prettier to look at than me. And so I apologize that you get second rate today, but it is my privilege to come and just tell you a little bit about My Village Ministries. We are an organization that our goal is family preservation through biblical hospitality. I want you to just let that sink in for a second. It's a lot of words, a lot of big $5 words. Family preservation, keeping families together through biblical hospitality. Now, essentially what that means is we recognize that there are all sorts of other organizations that are working on family preservation. I would love it. Would anyone raise your hand if you have somehow been impacted, you or your family or friends that you know have been impacted by the foster care system or adoption in any way? Has anyone been impacted or know somebody that has had experience with the foster care system? And the foster care system is doing great things in family preservation. But anyone who knows people who are, you know, in the thick of it with foster care, you would know that there's just a lot of need in our world. Amen? And as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are called to be a couple things. We are called to be a people of peace, a people of love, a people of hope. But, you know, we're also called to be a people of action. From the very beginning, when Christ was walking the earth, we have been a people of action. In Scripture, in Matthew 25, Jesus shares a little bit about that. Jesus says to his disciples, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." And then, of course, the disciples, being confused, they say, "Lord, when did we do any of those things for you?" And Jesus' classic response, he said, "Whenever you have done so for the least of these, brothers and sisters, you have done so unto me." We have been called by the Lord Jesus himself to be a people of action, to clothe those who don't have clothing, to feed those that don't have food, to give hospitality to those who are on the outskirts. And then, of course, we're reminded in the book of James, where the author writes, "True and faultless religion is this, to care for the orphan and the widow, and to keep yourself unpolluted from the world." In those two verses alone, we see that we, as followers of Jesus, are called to be a people of action. It is not enough to simply love Jesus from the comfort of our own homes and the comfort of our own pew. We are called to reach into the lives of those that are hurting and show them the love of Jesus Christ. Can somebody say amen to that? That is our calling as the church. And so that is why we exist as My Village Ministries. We are trying to equip the church to keep doing those good works that Jesus called us to do. Foster care was created, and welfare was created, and disability was created. All of these things were created so that the government would be able to take care of those that were in need. But just because the government is stepping up and doing their part does not give the church an excuse to not step up and do their part. Long before foster care existed, long before welfare existed, it was the church that stepped up and provided for those that were in need. Most of our hospitals in this nation were created by the church. Most of our schools were created by the church. And it's time to once again, as the church, reclaim our position as being the sole distributors or the primary distributors of love and care for a broken world. So what is it that My Village Ministries does? I've talked a lot about, you know, theory and all that kind of stuff. My Village Ministries, like I said, we are about family preservation through biblical hospitality. And I talked to you about the biblical hospitality. We are called to be the people that care for the people of this world. And in doing so, part of that is family preservation. So what My Village Ministries does, we identify families that are in crisis before their children go into the foster care system. Like I said, we love foster care. We love when it's working correctly. My wife and I have adopted three, working on four children from foster care, and we are currently hosting two children through My Village Ministries. So we believe in foster care when it's working the way that it's supposed to. We are not actively against them. In fact, what we want to do, we want to prevent children from entering into foster care if they don't have to. Studies show that 60% of foster care placements are unnecessary because they are families that their parents are not bad. They're not meaning to hurt their kids, but they simply don't have the resources needed to be the good parents that God wants them to be. It's a single mom who has to choose between going to work and paying bills or staying at home because she can't afford a babysitter. Many times, when neighbors see that a four-year-old is left at home alone, they will just assume that that is a bad parent. We need to call Children's Services on them. But what if that parent just didn't have the support that she needed? She doesn't know a babysitter. She doesn't have the money for a babysitter, and she has to pay rent or else they will get evicted. It's situations like these where it's not a bad parent. It is simply a parent that does not have the support that they need, and the church can be that support. So what does My Village Ministries do? We identify those families, and we do so by partnering with organizations in the community. We have a great relationship with Children's Services. Many of the hostings that we have done, many of the families we've assisted, is because Children's Services call them. They say, hey, there's a family that really needs help. We really don't want to take their kids. We want them to stay with their mom. We want them to stay with their dad, but they need help. Can you help? And so an organization will reach out to us and they will say, we've got a family that's desperately in need, and if something doesn't happen, these children will likely end up in foster care. And church, can I just share with you a startling statistic? For children that enter into foster care, do you know, on average, how long it takes their parents to get their children back? 16 months. Even if it was just because the parent had to choose between work so that they can pay to put food on the table and staying and leaving their child at home alone. Across the board, on average, it takes 16 months for a parent to get their child back once they've entered the foster care system. So we identify those parents, and then we as the church surround them, and we partner them with what we call a host family. And that host family is a background-checked, vetted family that is willing to open up their home for a short period of time to host children while we help the parent get the help that they need. If it's a parent that's being evicted, we will host the children in one of our host family's homes, and My Village Ministries will surround that family and say, okay, how can we help you find housing? How can we help you find a job? How can we help you find addiction treatment? How can we help you find fill in the blank? My Village Ministries helps the parent get the help they need while one of our host families is being the hands and feet of Jesus for those little ones. And that's where the church comes in. We only operate through the church because My Village Ministries, we had a choice when we formed this organization. We could open ourselves up to receiving money from the government, but in order to do that, we would have to erase the name of Jesus Christ from all of our information. And we decided it is not worth it. No amount of money is worth erasing the name of Jesus from what we do. So we are unapologetically about Jesus Christ, which means that as an organization, what we get to do, each and every family that we minister to, gets to hear the full force of the gospel. Each family, that means parent and child, receives a Bible. Each family gets prayed with personally by both the host family and the staff at My Village Ministries. And we do everything that we can do to make sure that that family knows Jesus Christ and receives salvation. Amen? We are a soul-winning organization, and we do so by first and foremost providing the care that Jesus taught us to provide. the church is how we exist. Because we don't receive that money from the government and we don't receive handouts from them. What we do is we partner with local churches that will stand up and say, we've got a family or we've got two families or a handful of families that are willing to open up their home and receive children into their homes for a short period of time while we help the parents get back on their feet. And then the church and the collection of churches that we have here in Richland County, we begin to meet the needs of the parents and the host families. We recognize sometimes the hardest thing is opening up your home, but maybe you don't have enough money to feed an extra mouth or two. So then the church mobilizes and we provide meals, we provide the diapers, we provide the car seats, we provide whatever it is. And then we get to see the church being the church. One of my favorite songs as a teenager used to be this song by Casting Crowns, and it was called We Are the Body. And the chorus of the song said, if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? If we're the body, why aren't his feet going? And why is his love not showing them there is a way? Jesus is the way. We are called as the church to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and we are called to speak his hope. And so we as My Village Ministries exist to empower churches to do exactly that. And so as we continue to worship by the hearing of the word of God, I would ask you, would you pray about how you might be involved with an organization that is actively doing the work of Jesus in this community? We are currently hosting three children, because one of them is a family of two, and we are actively helping the parents get the help that they need. But we have had to, in the past, turn down children because we do not have enough host families. But every family that we have hosted, we have been able to provide the love and care of Jesus. We've been able to tell them the gospel, give them Bibles, and make sure that we're providing for them, not just physically, but spiritually. So I would love, as we continue to worship, would you pray about how Jesus may be calling you to be a part of this powerful work of God that's happening in Richland County? And maybe God is tugging on your heart, saying, you know what? My kids are away at college. We do have an extra bed. I would be willing to host a child for a short period of time. Or maybe you're not able to host. Maybe you're saying, you know what? I don't have the space, but I would be willing to support those that are hosting with meals or gas cards or helping them get the diapers and the supplies that they need when they do host. Or maybe you have a wealthy relative that just left you an inheritance and it's burning a hole in your pocket and you are looking for a ministry to invest into other than this amazing church, obviously. Please continue to tithe to your church. The Lord honors those that do that. But if you have an extra offering that you're saying, you know what, I believe in the work that this organization is doing, and we would love to bless them financially, you can do that as well. I believe that it takes a village, which is why we have our name, to do the work that we are doing. Some people write the checks, some people host the babies in their homes, some people provide the meals, but as the body, we all get to band together and do God's work. So would you pray? I'm going to just pray before I invite Brother Judea to come up and share the word. I just want to pray and ask the Lord to move on our hearts. What is ours to do, Lord? And then I'm going to be sticking around worshiping with y'all. And if you have any questions or ideas or the Lord is stirring it in your heart, I've got a table in the back of the sanctuary. I'd love to chat with you, even if it's just so you can pat me on the back and say, thanks for what you're doing. I need encouragement too. You know, pastors are often some of the most in need of encouragement because Satan likes to throw his fiery arrows at us. So I'd appreciate, even if you just stop by to give me a fist bump and say, hey, good work. I'd love to chat with you. I'm going to be here for the service and let's pray together. Father God, you are good. And as we have sung in countless of these songs, you are worthy to be praised. God, we thank you for your blood that is enough for us. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for the powerful work of salvation that you have done and are still doing in this world. And Father, we give you praise that we are able to be a part of your redeeming work in this city. Father, I pray that you would spur us into action. Lord, may we not be content with being mediocre, idle Christians, but may we be Christians that seek first your kingdom and then take that kingdom into a dark world that needs your light. Father, would you speak to us how exactly you would have us respond to this message today? Lord, may our hearts be open to the truth of your word, and may we receive in fullness your Holy Spirit guiding us unto all truth. We love you, God, and we can't wait to hear you speak and see you move in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks again, church.
Thank you. Jesus is awesome, and